The country leader, Kix 103, Keith Urban. We're talking a little bit everything on a chilly Thursday morning. 24 degrees right now here at the Kix Studios in Hobbs. Yeah. Only going to be up about 27, but we're not going to let that stop us from stuffing that truck today. Sue Spousta from the Salvation Army joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm trying to stay warm.
Warm, right? Yeah, yes. Yeah, I know. I'm already in three layers, and I'm afraid of what's going to be out there.
I was going to say, I think a heavier and possibly another coat are definitely in my future for in just a little while. But it's coming up. Thriftway this afternoon, 1 o'clock.
I'm so excited. I'm really looking forward to filling our food pantry again.
Well, tell us first a little bit about what Salvation Army does and about the food pantry.
Okay, the Salvation Army, because of you guys doing what you do, has the opportunity of feeding several people during the whole year. Your Stuff a Truck actually helps us feed folks until about mid-May. And so it's a great blessing for us. So we feed about 10,000 people over the year, and we had about 9,500 boxes that we send out there to folks who come in and qualify. So, yeah, that's what we do.
Now, about how many boxes a month does that equate to, Sue?
Well, you know, just recently, for the month of November, I just finished my stats. We had 410 regular food boxes and 203 special Thanksgiving boxes. So we had 600.
That's an awful lot of food boxes.
It is. It's a lot of food, and it's a lot of money to put in that food. So, you know, we really, 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 I can't begin to stress how excited we are about doing this. So,
well, it is it's a big event that we've been doing our 16th year now.
Wow.
I can't believe it myself. And it's crazy, but you guys help a lot of people out, and you know, we're seeing a lot of people move in to Lee County specifically for work. And well, we were talking during our organizational meeting the other day. A lot of these people, they show up with the clothes on their back. They may get off the bus, and that's all they've got. I mean, if they can pass the drug test, they've got a job, but it may take them a little while to get on their feet.
That's correct. And we do see some homeless come through. They don't have much of credentials, so we just say, okay, you're homeless, we give you a box. But when you get yourself situated and you continue to use these boxes on a monthly basis, then, you know, you'll have to start bringing us some paperwork. So sometimes they grumble, but sometimes they're, you know, nobody likes paperwork, I know. But unfortunately, when you have partners you work with, it's an accountability situation. And, you know, we want to be able to be good stewards of what we get financially as well as food-wise. And so that's really important, too. But nobody goes hungry, even if they don't have it with us. So.
Well, we want to make sure nobody goes hungry. And
that's absolutely what we do. So.
Well, that is what you do, and you do a great job. That's one of the reasons that we put on Stuff a Truck. So what are some of the things that you really see that you need in the food boxes? Okay. Of course, for Stuff a Truck, we talk about non-perishable items.
That's correct, and we do, and we continue to do that. Maybe someday in the future, I have a vision that maybe we can get a refrigerated truck and do that, you know, and fill it up with some nice meat and, you know, produce and stuff. But peanut butter. We are in such need of peanut butter. That's the first thing that goes out every time, and it's really very difficult to get it because it's so expensive. So I'm really praying that Jim has a nice sale on peanut butter for us. But, you know, canned vegetables and canned fruits and canned meat like tuna fish, and we do some of the canned chicken and ham and that kind of thing. So there's a different variety in their boxes. We try to do that. And since we started doing the nutritional program, I'm trying to keep things with low sodium if I can. But, you know, that because they're in a can, you can't help that. So,
right.
You know, noodles, we have diced tomatoes or, you know, stewed tomatoes, that kind of thing. Noodles, like spaghetti sauce, all of that. So.
So really, if it's things like if you would open your own pantry at home,
Yeah, dry beans and dry rice are much better than canned beans. We're finding that many people don't like canned beans. They would much rather make their own and put it in a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a good thing because then it makes the house smell nice and warmy.
Yes, and then on a day like
yes, I did. I put my beef stew in this morning on the crock pot, so I'll bring it to work before long. So.
Gonna say I know where I'm eating tonight.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go crash the spouse.
There you go.
But today, 1 o'clock, we will be at Thriftway right here in Hobbs in the Broadmoor Shopping Center.
Come on out.
Help us out. You know, we need an awful lot of food.
Yes,
you know,
we
like
do.
I said, it gets through, what, May? About?
Yeah, about mid-May. And with the increase of, you know, from 300 to almost 600 boxes, that's going to really we might say it might be April this time. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. And we're trying to be, you know, like I said, good stewards of what we get. So,
well, we know you guys certainly are. And, I hope we can get that truck stuffed. And
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Maybe get two of them stuffed.
Oh, that would be miraculous for sure.
we'll be talking a lot about it starting at 1 o'clock today, then 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 to 5 Saturday. We're not going to let the weather slow us down.
No. I'll be out there hopping around.
we're going to stuff that truck and we'll see you out there. And of course, have a lot more information for you.
Absolutely.
On that. So anything that you can do as an individual, or if you've got a group or organization or your company, you know, get together, bring us a donation. Everything counts.
Yeah.
Whether it's one can or whether it's $500, $1,000. Just
right.
Whatever you can do to help feed the need. And we every year at Stuff a Truck we get, you know, we find out about heartwarming stories. We'll have somebody invariably come up and, you know, give us a couple of cans and say, I wished I could do more, but I can't, but I'm on my feet now. And Salvation Army and Stuff a Truck helped us last year or 2 years ago.
Wow.
And we get those stories every year. So
it's exciting.
It is. So come on out. Help us out. Feel good this holiday season.
Yes, absolutely.
Gives you that nice warm feeling.
Uh-huh.
Which on today you definitely need. So Stuff a Truck 2013 comes your way starting 1 o'clock today here on Kix 103 and our sister stations KZOR, KPZA. Sue, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you out there in a little while.
You bet.
Up in just a couple minutes, it's David Nail right here on Kix. Good morning.